Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Time now for your Guadalupe Squares. And instead of a girl on the phone, we have a guy who's on his sister's plan.
Yeah, what a never mind.
We already called him up. We were going to go ahead and say, hey, we need a girl. And we're like, no, you'll do. So we took the first two guys because one of them, Carrie, is on his sister's plan. Pathetic. In the meantime, the squares are all lined up. We're ready to go. We're going to feed one of these people by the end of it. They just have to win these squares. Let's find out who's in our squares with our host, Mr. Jeremy Bergeron. Jeremy!
Thank you, Chancellor. Starting the top left corner. He's still not accepting his defeat. It's Donald Trump.
Everybody, you know what? I don't understand. Why is everyone saying I don't accept the results? What I'm doing is a very nice thing. Right now, by the way, happy 98th birthday to the president-elect, Sleepy Joe Biden. 98 years old. That's amazing to be president, 98, like that. But we're not conceding or screaming it out. We're trying to transition the White House, as you are, a peaceful transition. We're putting in all the things necessary for the new president.
That's nice.
Yes, like one of those chairs that climb stairs for you, those electric chairs.
Oh, yeah.
We're putting doors in all the showers and things
walk-in bathtub.
Putting walk-in bathtubs. We've got the little chair in the bathtub so he can sit down because it's dangerous for him to stand in all that slidey, wet material. Life alert in every room. We've got that in every room. We have reverse mortgage payments in every single room so you can think about doing some of that.
Padding the floors.
Got to have a padded floor because he's a very old man. You don't want to break a hip. Sleepy Joe falls asleep while he's walking 3-4 steps can knock him cold. So the transition's going very well. And everybody says, I'm not doing anything. I'm not transitioning well. I'm making the house old man compliant. We've got bars everywhere. So if he stands too long, he can hold that. All the knives have been replaced with plastics. He can't hurt himself. It's very impressive what we've done. And I don't know why I'm getting all this heat. I may be the best friend that he's ever had. And I don't know how long he's going to be president. So we've put in a bunch of Ugandan stuff just in case Kamala gets in because she's Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Sir, you can't say that.
I don't understand why. I used to watch her years past. I used to love the WWF.
No,
I used to love
it.
It
was not her.
Kamala is going to be her president probably by April. So we've added a bunch of stuff that she'll like, Ugandan things. We have a yurt in the backyard if she wants to feel
Ugandan.
Like she's at home. Go out and live in her yurt. Dig
and
in the dirt.
Pakistani.
Play around outside. I don't know what she does.
Tampons in every room.
Tampons everywhere.
Whoa, not you too.
Yes, absolutely.
Jeez.
Kamala, the Ugandan giant, has gigantic
Mr.
menstruation.
Mr. Bergeron.
Anyway, I'm doing a huge transition. Brady, I don't know. Very good.
It's That's a very
good
nice of you,
people
DT.
Are saying. People have told me, said, this is the best transition ever. Best ever.
What's the deal with Rudy?
Rudy's fine. Don't worry about him. His hair got bloody yesterday. He has a blood feather. If it gets plucked, his hair bleeds. It's okay.
Texter wants to know if it's true that the White House smells like Ben Gay.
It does. It will, for sure, forever, probably, if he stays in too long. But don't worry. Kamala, the Ugandan, will wipe that smell out in moments with all of her crazy roots and vegetable stews that she makes from the ground. From her people. We have Jell-O molds at the ready for when Joe...
Oh, that's nice.
January 20th. What shape?
Oh, just shapes of Joe's head. Gonna be beautiful. Little bananas where his eyes go.
Little Joes?
Yes, little tiny little Jell-O Joes.
Presidential figures.
Little presidential figurine Joes. I don't know why everybody says I'm not being good about this. I'm doing all sorts of great stuff like that. We've replaced my beer taps. We have Ensure on tap.
Nice.
Ready for Joe.
Jell-O Joe sounds like a good franchise for
Jell-O
you.
Jell-O Joe might be something I start. You know what? I'm an entrepreneur. I'm gonna get back into that.
Fast food Jell-O?
That's good.
All right, in the top middle square, well, he's just a giant super spreader now. It's Lou Holtz.
It's unfortunate now. Coach Lou Holtz has himself the COVID. Look, I've got my mask on, but it's soaking wet.
Brett,
and
can I borrow
like
your
shoes? Sorry, you guys. Let me switch out masks. This one is just completely devastated by my spittle.
You said four sentences.
So anyway, I've got my mask back. Oh, now this one's like a wet beach towel. This is just brutal what's going on here. Hopefully I don't spread the COVID to anyone else. But
here's my hanky.
Thanks for that. Oh, God, this thing tastes like boogers and some sort of bleaching material. But it's better than what you look. You've got the COVID. Try to stay so far away from somebody because you can spread it so easily. And I certainly don't want to spread COVID. I don't know how I would. It's ridiculous. The Lord Jesus Christ might come take me away, but that would be fun. I just don't want to die from COVID.
Stay strong, Coach.
Trying to stay strong. Always stay strong, Brady. And go Fighting Irish. You've all got it.
And Gamecocks. All right. In the top right square, he went and washed his hair out. It's Rudy Giuliani.
I didn't wash my hair out. I didn't wash anything out there. All I did, I went on yesterday.
Down came the rain and washed down came it all the, out.
If it's humid outside... That's why I didn't ever like the president always said, let's go to Mar-a-Lago. I said, let's go to Mar-a-Lago. I'm like, I can't go to Mar-a-Lago. My hair will bleed off. It's embarrassing. It was so hot in that room yesterday, my hair started to leak. There's nothing more embarrassing than being an 85-year-old man trying to make a point and your hair starts to bleed. You know, I wiped off the bloody hair with my handkerchief, which I had just recently freshly blown boogers into. You can see all the videos on the KUPD Facebook page. It's really, you know, it's all I need to know. Here's the thing. You guys don't even understand this, but over the last few days, I've kind of changed my tune. So what you don't know is I've been in whiteface all these years. So when the water comes out, the white leaks off and there's black
color.
There's black underneath. I've been black the entire time. Rudy Giuliani is a black man. What you don't know, I've been covering it up. God knows why. I just have. So that's the truth is out. It wasn't my hair leaking. It was the white coming off. The white stuff started to fall off.
De Rudy Giuliani.
No, yeah. But De Rudy. That's right. I'm De Rudy Giuliani. That's exactly it.
All right, in the middle left square, Wolfley knows it wasn't Kyler Murray's fault.
Of course.
And he's here to cheer you up.
The Cardinals took one last night. It was rough last night, but Kyler Murray wasn't to blame for that. There was the rest of the team that didn't back up Kyler. In fact, the Seahawks couldn't even find Kyler Murray last night. He was trying and running around out there in his microscopic ways, and then the ball would just shoot out of his hand, and nobody on the team was helping him at all. And that's how that ended up being
a problem.
Looked
like he had a hurt wing.
His little wing got hurt. Oh, David, I felt so bad for Kyler in the middle of the whole thing.
You wanted to hold him and pet him?
And then we swam home on a river of my tears. I put him, I'll take care of you, Kyler. Don't you worry, little fella.
I'll just keep rowing
your little tiny arms there, Ant-Man. That's my new nickname for him, Ant-Man.
You know, he trademarked Hail Murray.
Well, it's his to have. Everything is if he wants it. He's a demigod.
All right, in the middle square, he's a huge JFK super fan, and it's JFK weekend.
Yeah.
It's JFK Brady Bunch.
I am a huge. I like that Jeremy makes one up on the fly. That's good stuff. Yep, I'm a big JFK fan. Always
shirt,
happen,
hat,
always
everything.
I got the hat. I got the shirt. I got the towel. I've got the tomato sauce for later to reenact the entire weekend. And then I've got a big piece of head cheese. I have a JFK beer can.
What? It's got a hole in it.
Yeah, we shoot at it. I've only hit it three times.
It has no top.
Yeah, the top's missing. Man. Look at my little Jackie O can crawling after it. My commemorative beer cans that only I have.
It's a red ale.
Pretty cool. It wasn't. At first it wasn't. It was a lager.
Blood orange ale.
Now it's an Irish red. And it's everywhere. The can leaks.
All right, in the middle right square, it's his hero. It's JFK.
I always find it amusing when you guys have me here for Kennedy weekend. All the lights went out. Sorry, occasionally that happens, and I figured that we had a power outage, but it really is just a wicked fun time my brain plays with me. Well, what's left of it?
Was that quote, Dur-ow?
The lights went out.
Jackie!
I occasionally am in a room when people play tricks. Ah, there they go again. Lights out. That's just the hole in my head. Brady, I appreciate the Kennedy Day red velvet cake you sent me again this year. We'll be eating most of that from the top down. Usually we get pretty full by the eyes.
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us some hints, Brady.
Hello, mates. I'm 34 years old. I'm a South African runner with no legs. Got a couple of springs.
That's a good one.
Ran in the 2012 Olympics, and then I killed my girlfriend.
I know
it was an accident.
It was an
accident.
We'll take both the nickname and the real name.
All right, in the bottom middle square, he's here to shill his book. It's President Obama.
As it turns out, I don't really need to shill the book. It's selling better than Michelle's, and that's all I really needed, just to be number one in the household once again. Writing stories about the year Michelle decided not to shave, how I got lost inside that thing for almost 6 months. It was pretty amazing.
Is there a cuck room in the White House?
There is a cuck room in the White House. We call it the Toledo Hall. It's a room that you just get to sit, and Hillary Clinton does horrible things to your wife.
Oh, no.
We have to let her back in every once in a while.
Bert, biggest fan.
Well, you know, you can laugh all you want, but the woman won't leave. She thinks she has some sort of right to the house, so we made a cuck room for her. It keeps her busy. She's the czar of cucking. And every once in a while, I just have to hand over. Joe Biden's in for it. Let's just say it as plainly as possible. Hillary's room is not fun. And it's going to be chapter 12 of my book. God damn it, Hillary. Put that down.
All right, in the bottom right square, he's the czar of griffins. It's a Trip Reeb.
Yeah. You know, we had a big week this week. Our owner, our lady chancellor of the entire operation was to fly in on Wednesday. So I ordered individually wrapped burritos for the staff. And then it turned out our boss, she wouldn't come. She couldn't come. She couldn't get here. Yeah. Yeah.
They were delicious, Trip.
Did you get the one that was marked Brady?
I got all of them.
Oh, no.
Brady waited, sir, for 2 hours.
You didn't eat one that said Jeremy, did you?
No, I didn't.
Good. Did you, Jeremy?
No, sir.
Uh-oh.
There's one waiting for you still.
Has anyone recently had excessive diarrhea in the building?
Neanderthal.
He got Jeremy's burrito. Although, just looking at him, I assume he suffers from the diarrhea quite a bit. It's his diet. Not good. Roots and stews.
More fiber.
All right. Who's on the line?
We have Corey slash Carrie.
Carrie,
because he's
on
his sister's plan.
That's a girl.
And then we got Thunderhorse.
Oh, Carrie, you're a girl because you're on your sister's plan. You can't afford your own phone without milking your sister. Go ahead. Pick a square. You've got to be off your speakerphone, or we're going to give it to Thunderhorse right now. No speakerphone.
Typical woman.
Thunderhorse wins!
What are you?
I'm on my cell phone.
That is not. You're not. You're on Bluetooth.
You're on a headset, aren't you?
I'm not. No headset.
Tell your sister you need a phone.
This is someone else's plan you decided to jump on?
Yeah.
She's not paying much for it. How many minutes left?
Long story short, I was living in Thailand for 3 years, and I came back because of all this nonsense, and I had to jump on her plan.
And she gave gave you a Campbell soup can and a string.
Yeah, you couldn't go to the store and get your own.
iPhone 10, man.
It's not that is not on speakerphone.
Take it back.
That's a fake iPhone 10 from Thailand.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's
not a pair. Right,
pick a square with the worst phone ever.
We're going with Super
Square. What was that?
Super Square, mate.
Thunderhorse wins.
Thunderhorse wins.
I can't take it anymore. Congratulations, Thunderhorse. This goddamn lady and his problems.
Easy as sweeping.
That's terrible. I can't do it.
We're done?
Yep, that's it. You just introduced the squares and then that's it. Congratulations.
Right.
Thunderhorse got it.
Well, right, we started Friday early.
That's right. It's 10
nice.
O'clock. Another 10 or 12 minutes of that would have gone.
So I don't get to go. I just say all the way down
Lou,
here. I'm
sorry.
Very sick.
Lou,
I mean, I'm super ill right now. I just don't understand why we'd take a man out of the hospital who's got the COVID at my age to have him star in your square show. And the next thing you know, you're telling me can't be on the show anymore.
Well, you seem in good spirits.
This is ridiculous.
Man, it's like being at the front row of SeaWorld.
It's just, it is sort of like when Samu jumps, only it's a little bit more viscous. I like saying the word viscous.
Sticks around.
It'll stay with you for a little bit. Plus, don't, I swear to God, do not smell it. It's got some sort of denture cream and memories from the 80s in there. Brady's handed me a note that says he's going to throw poo at me, I think. What did that say? It says, I will throw love poo at him.
Lou poo.
Lou poo. Lou poo. Okay. Your handwriting is atrocious.
Sorry, Lou.
Are you sure you still don't have COVID? Because it's affecting your handwriting. I think you've got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Nothing affects that.
Brady, I don't think the doctors have told you, but you're paralyzed from the shoulders down. You'd be better off writing with your mouth like somebody who's a quadriplegic.
Very motivational, Coach.
If I was you, I would put my... Why don't you just try if your toes are better? I bet your daughter's gigantic feet have better handwriting than you. All right, I'm going to go recover from COVID, or not.
Thanks for washing my shirt. Oh, no.
Super spreader Lou Holtz. Oof. It's fun when we get to introduce the squares, and then the contestants say they screw it all up.
That's a first for me. I've never seen that one.
It happens every once in a while. We just quit every once in a while. Like, screw this. I'm not dealing with you. Something wrong with that dude.
We call winners all the time.
Yeah, screw that. There's no rules to this. I don't care. Thunderhorse wins.
All right.
Yeah, you can drop the other guy. What'd you put
iPhone
on both
10,
of
bro.
iPhone 10.
iPhone 10. Years ago.
Yeah. Anyway. May want to check the serial number on that.
Right. Oh, he's real. iPhone guts, man. iPhone guts. Doesn't have iPhone guts.
Sure does. Apple guts.
Apple guts.
It doesn't have Apple guts. Oh, I make it myself. Apple guts.
Refurbed.
Total refurb. $3. Take it offhand now. Throw in teddy bear. Valentine teddy. It's Thanksgiving. Cocaine inside.
Good deal.
Good deal.
You go town.
You go down now. I make iPhone at home with children. iPhone 10-year-old made it. Idiot. That's it. Let's get the hell out of here, shall we? Friday's in the books. Playdio starts Monday. Can you believe it?
Yes!
30 bands.
Playdio begins Monday.
It's gonna be fun.
First 15 will begin, and then we'll find
out. It's
good
you're saying that now, Brett.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see, Brett.
Three in, I'll be like, oh, Christ, make end it of, end.
At 9 o'clock on Monday, you'll be like, this is brutal. And then Tuesday, you'll have such a terrible attitude towards all the bands. Even the good ones get crapped on.
Oh, man.
But we'll have it all ready to go. So Playdio's ready on Monday. Crown a new champion and make Inept Hero the lame duck champions of 2020. And they've done an amazing job. Their theme song is great. So we'll find out who in the world wins Playdio next week. Thanksgiving right around the corner. If you're leaving early, be careful. Don't spread that COVID. And we'll catch you guys right here in the morning sickness on Monday. So long.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.